السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Today's Jumu'ah khutbah was delivered, or the broadcast was from Medina Sharif, and it was performed by Fadilatu Sheikh Abdul Bari al-Fadaji Hafidhahullah. Before we go into just a synopsis of the Jumu'ah khutbah, just to give you an idea of the pictures that were coming through here at Channel Islam, of beautiful Medina Sharif, absolutely, subhanAllah, electrifying, bringing back some beautiful and wonderful memories of the Haram Sharif and what it is like to sit in the most blessed masjid, close to the greatest of all creation, Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Jameel al-Ajmal, Kamil al-Akmal, Sharif al-Ashraf, Tajdar al-Madina, Muhammad al-Mustafa, Ahmad al-Mujtaba, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our respected Imam began, and again I stress it is just a synopsis, just an overview of what he had mentioned, was he began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single bounty, every single blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us, those that which we love, and those that we tend to take for granted. Salat and salam upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is our duty and responsibility to exercise taqwa and have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Qur'an Kareem, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. All who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exercise the quality of taqwa, as it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to exercise taqwa. And do not leave this world but in a state that you have died as a Muslim, as a mu'min. The Imam then went on to mention that in the various different incidences and the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are stories and lessons for all time, particularly the story of Musa kalamullah alayhi salatu wasalam, which is undoubtedly the longest narration that is given by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, so that we may bear from it and take from the great lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into it. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, it was a time of great trial and tribulation, particularly for his mother. Fir'aun had made the general announcement, يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَهُمْ, that every child that is born male should be slaughtered, and the women, the daughters of Israel, should be left to live. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to come into this very time when it was a test, a trial and tribulation, particularly for his mother. What challenge, what emotions she may have felt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down wahi and revelation. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we revealed to the mother of Musa kalimullah alayhi salatu wasalam that you should feed, you should breastfeed your son Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allow yourself to be bonded to your son Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Let the love and affection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in your heart, let it be manifold, let it manifest, and let it be witnessed, and let it be, subhanAllah, only by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told him, knowing the condition that was prevailing at that particular time, the army of Fir'aun was going home to home, searching. Any child that was born, that was male, was immediately taken and brought discuss them, which the Imam also went on to mention. That if you fear, then place him into this river, but this river we have made it a safe haven. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilizes things that are beyond man's intellect to create as a safe haven. So subhanAllah, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَلْقَاهِ فِي الْغَمْ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. And do not fear and do not be sad. Fear of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that you are placing him into a river that has very strong currents. SubhanAllah. You shouldn't have that fear. Why? Because Allah is taking charge of this child. وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. And at the same time, don't be sad. Why? إِنَّ رَادُهُ إِلَيْكَ. We will return Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to you. So, what was the crux of it? Imam Fadilat al-Shaykh Abdul Bari al-Thumaydi Habibahullah mentions that the nur of the hayat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it blinded Fir'aun. The nur of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam blinded Fir'aun. That even his own wife said, لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ عَسَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعْنَا. Do not kill him. When she found him on the river bed, she said that he became angry. He said that, well, it's a son. And my ministers, my well wishes have informed me, we know the story obviously, that a son of Bani Israel would be born that would destroy Fir'aun. So she said, oh, no, 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 look at this child. She immediately became passionate. She became passionate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bonded her heart with him immediately. La taqtuluhu, do not kill him. Perhaps he will bring us some benefit. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that now came the time that how do you go about to feed this child? He's in the custody of his arch enemy whom he will ultimately destroy. The plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sometimes we do not even perceive and understand. Imagine a child that grew up in the lap of his enemy and grew up to destroy this arch enemy of Islam. So the time came now to feed this young infant, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously, the incident is lengthy, challenges arose, and then an own announcement was made. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam refused to drink from any other woman. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned him to his mother. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah promised the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that we will return Musa to you. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to his mother. Imagine how much of happiness, how much of joy, how much of ecstasy. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam started growing up and now becoming and growing into adulthood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him, اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. That now go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, go to Fir'aun and give him da'wah. Propagate the true religion of Islam to him. إنه طغى. He is most sinful. He has transgressed the boundaries. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he do? He then made du'a. And this is the du'a of every da'i. Imam said, that you spend your time in tazkir and tasbih, perpetually in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also coincidentally and at the same time spending your time in tasbih, in glorification, in gratitude, in subhanAllah, spending your time sending lots and lots of remembrances of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told him that when you go for qulna lahu qulman layyina, this is the attribute of a da'i, of a person who propagates Islam, that when he goes, he must speak in a very humble, a very soft tone. He must not be harsh, he must be loving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this type of da'wah and this type of propagation. It must not be harsh in any way. It must have no sign of any arrogance. It must be completely humble. It must be in a beautiful manner. خَالِصًا مُخْلِصًا لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true du'at, inshallah. So, what did Fir'aun then do? Fir'aun decided that now he needs to pull the attention of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from his people by bringing the aspect of sihr and black magic and claiming that what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was doing. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, again, he said, now Fir'aun is claiming
Muslims at large. For jazakumullahu khairan, inshallah, coming up will be beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran Sharif, inshallah. Surah Kahf.